We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Before we move on from that, though, show, can I ask Tony something about it?
You can. Let me bring him on.
I mean, I don't want to get too deep. Oh, you got to.
I got it.
By the way, hell, we spend damn 3 minutes of the time introducing your tail every time. Come on, man.
Just real quick, Tony, who left me hanging in San Diego. On the line is our Odyssey MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Go ahead.
What, T, you there? Can I hear you? Are you there? Let me know you're live.
Yeah, I'm alive.
All right, I don't want to get too far off in the weeds because I know you're a professional and you got different things to discuss. But we see this Deshaun Watson suspension come down the pipe here, and the crazy thing is nobody can shut the hell up. You got the NFL, Roger Goodell coming out and putting his foot in his mouth, talking about it should be a year, and then backpedaling and negotiating for 5 games. You got Deshaun Watson's folks that can't wait to comment and tweet and all that kind of jive. You got the Cleveland Browns ownership who feel like they need to come out and comment. The owners, both the owner and his wife and the general manager and the head coach. Why can't these multimillionaires just get the hell out of their own way?
I don't know, man. That is a million-dollar question. However many million. It's a big certainly. You're right, like on all sides. I actually get where Roger Goodell, I mean, the NFL probably wanted a year. I think most people feel like that would have been at least close to the number, right? But I think they also just signed a collective bargaining agreement. And what you don't want is to take it out of – they don't ultimately want it to come out and then go into a court and then you all that. So I don't believe Roger Goodell when he said he wanted a year, but I think when you're in terms of the partnership that they have with the players union, that was the middle ground right there.
I'm gonna tell you what, Tony, I think a lot of people would have lost a lot of money if they would have said that Roger Goodell would be and come off and appear weaker on a situation like this than Rob Manfred did, because Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball, it wasn't no 11 games. They weren't playing around with Trevor Bauer. They shut that down in a situation that was similar. And Major League Baseball, they set a precedent that seemed to be far tougher on a situation like this than the NFL did.
Listen, the Major League Baseball is not in the same seat as the NFL. The NFL, let's be honest, they have proven to be Teflon over all of the things that have happened to their league. They seem to continue to come out smelling like roses all the time. So from their standpoint, they can take a risk like they did in going less versus Major League Baseball. You've seen fans will turn off, they will stop coming to games, and they just – they move different than NFL fans do. So I think that's a little bit of playing to the crowd that they have. But you're right. If that was baseball and they didn't come out the way they came out looking weaker, it wouldn't have been a good look for the game. And it certainly would have shown in how people showed up, I think.
Did you just go Teflon Don? Did you just go John Gotti reference right there on us? I like it. I like it.
Rick Ross is the
NFL seems to be bulletproof, it seems like.
It has been, because they've damn sure gotten away of some stray bullets over the time and somehow survived by choice. Hey, let's jump to these Astros, man. I'm gonna be I just right up front with you. Now I know this timing may not be good because the White Sox they got them twice here recently, but the Astros now a little bigger sample size since we talked to you last time. Things have changed up in New York as well. Where do you have the Astros seated right now in the Tony Gwynn Jr. rankings as far as the American League goes and the big leagues overall go right now?
They're number one.
Come on, T.
They kind of moved into number one even before the Yankees went on this kind of long, bad baseball slide that they've been on. I mean, the Astros are as complete of a team as, I mean, it's them and the Dodgers to me in terms of best teams in baseball.
I feel like this – oh, go ahead, Tony. We lost you a little bit. All right, pull him back, Tyler. We'll see if we can get that. Damn. See? He was ready to come out and let it go.
Hey, the baseball guys just don't want to let Tony tell us how good the Astros are, man.
He was ready to let it go.
Tony done went through a tunnel or something out there. They got tunnels out there in San Diego?
I didn't see any, but he...
That must have been what happened to his signal when you was trying to get them eight tickets. When you was trying to get that sweet light. Live that sweet light.
It started with a sweet eight tickets, then just moved down. Hey, man, you hear me?
Hey, man, can I get a text?
No, go ahead, Tony. You were in the midst of saying that it's between the Astros and the Dodgers right now to you.
Yeah, they're the most complete baseball teams we got in the league right now. They do everything well. The Astros got better at the break or at the deadline. So I like their squad. I think what they've shown me in that larger sample size is that they are now playing more consistent. My man Alex Bregman has started to swing the bat. Okay. He's getting on again. I like the Astro team. They're a good ball club for sure.
It's crazy because I agree with you, and we've said they've been the best baseball team here for a minute. But
you were mad at me when I have them up at the top at first.
I just didn't understand it. No, listen. But everything you just said, and the swoon that the Yankees are on right now, there's still been some things that's popped up with the Astros here of late that has a level of concern. Like they've had a couple of blunders in the bullpen, and I'm gonna tell you right now, I am not as much on this, but people in this city are really, really concerned about Dusty and his decision making. So there's some weird lineup things. They won't play Trey Mancini, who they got at the break, who I agree they got better. Even though they are the best team and been complete in what they're doing right now, there's some concern here from Astros fans of late.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know how to address the Astros' concerns. They got the best record in baseball, for crying out loud. So, listen, ultimately, you know, decision-making is determined by what's going on inside the clubhouse. And it's hard to know, unless Dusty's giving it up, it's hard to know exactly why he's making the decisions he is, because I'm not in there. But at this point, I would think you would trust him a little bit based on the success that this ball club has had while he's been at the helm. And this year is probably the best year in terms of how the team has played under him as manager. So the playoffs are fickle, right? I mean, yeah. As good of a team as they are right now, as good a team as the Dodgers are, it only takes beating a team 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 7 before they got to go home. You can catch a team when they're hot. You can catch a team that's just, you know, plays you better than everybody else. And you can't control none of that. All they can do is put themselves in the best situation here in the regular season to give them the easiest path moving forward.
T, I could go. I wish we had an hour with you because I'd ask you about 4 or 5 different things that I got questions about Dusty. I'm one of those Astros fans that I'm concerned about the decisions that are going to be made once the playoffs get here. I know they're going to be okay. They've won 75. They're the best pitching, one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. I get. There's no reason to be overly concerned about the squad, but once we get to the playoffs, that if these are the decisions that are going to be made, I'm a tad bit concerned. You have no Brantley in the lineup. You have a Yuli that's not Yuli. Bregman's finally coming around. This lineup is not as powerful as it once was. And since the Mancini trade, Dusty's given us reason after reason to play guys like Mauricio Dubon and even Alvarez in left field instead of DH and Chaz McCormick. And I mean, it's he is a bat that not only should be in the lineup, but I think the lineup could, at the end of the day, when the opponent gets better in playoffs, you're going to need that bat. The luxury of the Astros just being able to reserve bats on the bench, those days may be over. Your thoughts on Mancini not being immediately plugged in with the Astros?
I say patience.
All right.
And I say that.
Damn it, T.
I say that.
It's hard.
I don't have it with Trey Mancini. I don't have it.
You guys are fools. Hey, listen, as a manager, it's not just about production. I mean, it is, but you also have to manage that clubhouse. And Yuri Gurriel has been a part of I don't know how many runs late. And, you know, Dusty's old school from the standpoint of he believes that he'll get it right when the time is right. And so he's going to give him as long as he possibly can before he absolutely has to make the change. And that's not unusual. I've seen it here in San Diego with Bob Melvin. Managers who have a comfort level with certain guys that have been on their squad and have been productive, it's not always easy just to cut them out. And my guess is come playoff time, if that decision needs to be made, it'll be made, and it'll be made in the right way. But I think in the regular season, he's going to give him as much time as possible to get himself together so he can be that guy that he's been in every playoff run that I can remember with the Astros here in recent years.
T, you're my go-to. I needed that, and I think a lot of Astros fan base needed that, so I'm going to chill out just a little bit just because it's you. Yep. But here's the other deal. Lance McCullers. Okay. He comes out, and for all intents and purposes, he's lights out in his first game back on a roster. I mean, with a pitching rotation, starting rotation that really doesn't need him. I named him Luxury Lance for a reason. Well, damn it, he appears to be a luxury, huh? What'd you think of his first outing?
I thought it was terrific. I honestly did not expect it to go that well. He had really good feel. It almost been like he had been pitching a lot. The way he threw the baseball in that first start. I mean, there is no such thing as a luxury come playoff time. If you have those type of arms and you can go that deep with in the playoffs with that staff, it's going to be tough to beat them, right? Because we do know in the postseason, bullpen arms get worn down because their usage rate, there's more time in between games, but they're being used. You know, the go-to guy is going to be used on back-to-back-to-back nights on most playoff series. So if you got a starter that is eating up six or seven innings, as we've seen the Astros do all season long, you have shortened the ball game and you have raised the chances of you getting a victory because now your bullpen is only having to cover two, three innings. And that's the sweet spot for a playoff team. Now, it doesn't always happen. The at-bats get harder. They get longer. The intensity of those pitches is up because it's the playoffs. But if there's a staff that can pull it off right now, it's the Astros.
All right. We appreciate you jumping on with us, Tony. Although when I was in your city a couple weeks back, just couldn't reach you. Couldn't reach you. I was at the game. I went to the restroom. I heard you calling the game. I said, well, I guess he's busy. But just couldn't.
You know, I have my phone by me waiting for you to call.
Oh, stop, Tony. Just stop it, Tony. I hit you up four times. I felt like a stage five clinger. I felt like some girl you've been turning down.
He's worried about making his wife jealous, wasn't you?
That's all right. I'll get you next time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.